Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Here's how it goes. You want to destroy America from the inside, but you can't because you're a Ferner. So first, you got to find yourself a good old American willing to reproduce with you. Then you have that child on foreign soil, while simultaneously placing the birth announcement for that child in one of our fringe states' local newspapers. Your Hawaii's, your Alaska's, your Pennsylvania's, you heard me. All right. And then, you wait. Until this baby is a middle-aged man. Now the trap is set. You just sit back and let that child go out and win the election for president of the United States.
And there you have it, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man broadcasting live from the Palatial Digs in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, to my right, a mere 204 miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas, and I was born here, and I can prove it, kind of.
And that's good to know. You are a natural-born J-Man, and I noticed, though, you need to get out of the habit. I believe I heard you say, hola, y'all.
I did say that because I kind of enjoy in that. The hola,
well,
y'all.
The rest of us are not. It's tiresome. it's uncomfortable. It's,
well, I tell you what,
foreign.
If it's bothering you, then it's staying.
Well, I'll tell you what, it seems foreign to me, which is appropriate tonight.
It is. We're talking
first of all,
Arthur tonight, but.
Yeah,
you have a shout-out you wanted to do.
Well, I'll get right to that. But first, I want to say I'm just glad you're still around, and I'm with Stupid. Our best wishes go out to the families, and specifically the survivors and those who lost families. Down your way, Jay, during the bad storms over the last couple days.
Absolutely. It was a line of just devastation from Arkansas through Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina. It was awful. I watched a lot of the videos today. I followed it all on Twitter all week long. It's unbelievable. It's some pretty frightening nights for a lot of people. And we didn't have any tornadoes here. Well, we did in the area, but here where I live, but we did have some flooding. The apartment complex I live in, one end of it flooded a little bit. The creeks came up over their banks, and it was a wild, wild week.
I didn't know you had creeks down there. I thought you had crooks.
We have both creeks and creeks.
Oh, do you really?
Right. The creeks are okay, but the creeks went wild.
We had a minor tornado here yesterday, about 10 miles west of me, but nothing on the scale like they did in the south. So here's to all of them, and hope they recover.
Yeah, that one in Tuscaloosa was unreal.
It was massive. Oh, my God. There's nothing else to say. But what I will say, to go to a little upside today, as we always do, we do shout-outs before we get into the topic, and I want to give a shout-out today to the new unofficial beef jerky sponsor of I'm With Stupid, wah, 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 and that would be Jack Link's beef jerky. I wrote about them on my website Monday because I gave my son, he'll be 17 in October. He's had braces on for about a year and a half. They came off. He's allowed to eat beef jerky again. I wrote a touching post about how happy he was that on Easter I gave him some Jack Link's beef jerky. And they read my little post and they were smitten with it, shall we say. And they sent him a certificate for some free beef jerky that I got in the mail today. So I find that to be excellent customer relations, and I appreciate that. So here's the Jack Link's beef jerky.
That is really awesome. It's great to see a company that really understands how social media, marketing, and customer service all works together.
It's kind of like you and I, because we take care of our listeners and all that, don't we?
Oh, we do. We'll take care of them personally if they need it.
And we may be doing that Saturday. Hey-o! But I digress. Oh, and
okay.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I may be taking care of that about 4 to 5 a.m. this morning because Diane said she wanted me to call her, and we're going to have a over-the-phone royal wedding party at about 5 a.m. tomorrow. So.
Sweet. And
yes.
I will be up. I'll be getting up to watch the royal wedding. You know I love those big events like that.
I know you do. And plus, it's your job, being the consummate internet radio professional you are. That's what our show's about Saturday, and you need to be informed.
Absolutely. And I want to do a quick shout-out here to Mike, who apparently couldn't figure out how to make audio work on the show. Sorry about that, Mike. But he never could get any audio.
Well, at least he showed up, unlike Clay. So,
Clay will be here at 11:28.
And now
okay.
That we've killed 8 minutes, which is good because this was kind of an off the cuff show.
Yep.
So now we only have to go 22 minutes.
Right.
Big deal yesterday, Jay. President Obama, after all the innuendos and rumors and back talks and not so back talks, produced a birth certificate showing that he is actually a resident and born in the state of born in the state of Hawaii. So I'll let you take off with that because I'm sure you have strong feelings about this.
Allegedly. It was, there's still some problems with the long form birth certificate. Of course, I didn't know that there were problems with it. I had to be, told about this on the internet, and they make some good points. There's the fact that this birth certificate that he released is a PDF rather than just a scanned photo, and of course, the problem with PDFs, they can be altered. You can go in, you can make changes. So, we don't really know whose birth certificate. That could have been anybody's birth certificate, and they just simply went in and put in the pertinent information that would apply if Obama had actually been born in Hawaii.
So I think what you're saying, and maybe we need to coin this phrase now, we could call this Adobe Acrobat Gate.
It could be.
Do you think Donald Trump's onto something here, or what?
I don't think
he seemed pretty happy yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't think Donald Trump knows what a PDF is. So I think that he'll have to spend the weekend with somebody explaining to him what a PDF is. And then maybe
probably,
he can pick up.
Yeah, probably 20 minutes after the announcement, he said, "What the hell's a PDF?"
But, you know,
he probably thought it was a New York Stock Exchange symbol for a company, and he wanted to invest.
Yeah. Probably.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, I did enjoy the video of them trying to hand Donald Trump the copy of Obama's birth certificate and his refusal to take it. His refusal to even look at it—that was classy.
Well, I thought it was rude on the part of the reporter. I mean, Donald Trump's a busy man. He's busy borrowing money, so he can't pay it back. I mean, he's got a lot to do. He's got banks to contact and things like that. So
true.
I understood it.
Yep, he's got ex-wives to pay for.
Exactly. Although his current wife, whoo,
Yeah, well, they all were like that in their prime.
They age quickly with Donald, though, don't they?
They do. Oh, and his daughter, too. Oh, my.
Yeah, but she looks like some chick I went to high school with, and I hated her, so I've never been a big fan of Tatranka.
Oh, that's too bad, because I am not... I am unencumbered by such bad memories.
Yeah, but knowing you, she's probably, what, 22, 23? So for you, she's a little long in the tooth, isn't she?
Yeah, just almost over the hill.
Because I know how you like to get them young so they can till the fields down there in Arkansas.
That's right. Hey, I have another conspiracy for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And this is a pretty good one. I like this one.
All right.
Hawaii, as you know, just elected a new governor last November.
Correct.
His name is Neil Abercrombie.
Okay.
He apparently is a very close friend of Barack Obama's. And isn't it odd that just a few months after he's inaugurated as the governor, all of a sudden they have this long-form birth certificate that nobody could find or see or hear about or touch or anything. Just seems
that
a little odd to me.
I know.
And you know, you can never trust anybody who has a verb for a first name.
On that note, I would like to inform you that we actually have a caller somehow. So
Yes, we do. Probably should. Take the call.
937, you're on the air with I'm With Stupid.
Is this Matt Man?
This is Matt Man.
And J Man.
And this is J Man.
Well, I was trying not to call, but you guys started cracking us on us old girls.
And how was that? How did we crack them up?
Oh. Do you know who this is?
No, I don't.
This is Java Julie.
Julie, how are you doing?
Oh.
How's those Marlboros working out for you?
those what?
Those Marlboros.
Marlboros, I know. I smoke Capris.
Mental note, I never called... smoke Capris.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. I get it all the time, sir. Thank you, sir. I just roll with it.
Of course.
Exactly. What?
Nothing. Did you have something to add to Donald Trump or
yes.
This whole birth certificate thing? Oh, go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. Roll with it.
Okay.
He's already our president.
Ooh, Donald
We're
Trump.
Never going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. my feeling on it. Roll with it. He's already the president. He's got two more years or whatever.
Now, I noticed you said shadow. Are you implying, was that a black thing?
Oh, no.
Did you play the race card?
I think she did. I
That's
think
just crazy.
Oh, now he's black and crazy. Julie, I think you're better than that. Or at least you were until you started smoking Capri.
Yeah, this Capri's got me. It's just got to be the Capri's. No, and I also, being a hairdresser.
Yes.
I just don't understand why he's spending time looking for the president's birth certificate when he could really be finding a good hairdresser.
Well, that's a good point, and I didn't see that coming, but that's pretty funny.
Not bad.
Well, are you guys a little slow tonight?
Well,
now this is about full speed for us.
I can't believe it. My sultry voice has thrown you both off.
Exactly. Yes, it has. Well, let me ask you this, Jules. If he were to come into your place, which I won't say it, but I was going to give you some free advertising.
you don't need to do that.
I won't. How would you make up our president?
Oh, the president. I was talking about Donald Trump.
Oh.
He's the one who needs a daggone hairdo.
Well, okay. Now it's not quite as funny. Because.
Okay. Maybe Matt's a little slower than.
If Donald Trump came in, what would you do to his head?
Well, I'd cut that damn flop off on top. Have you ever looked at that thing?
Like, how can you
frizzy,
help not to?
You know? It's like, I mean, look at it real close. it swoops down towards his forehead and then makes this sharp U-turn right straight back up towards the crown.
It's like a human bullet.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So, anyway, I wanted to add that. And President Obama, maybe, 2 years in office and he kind of needs color. I mean, on his hair.
Do you think Obama do you think maybe Obama should get, like, USA shaved into the side of his head, you know, red, white, and blue?
And a Nike swoop.
I think he'd look pretty cool in dreadlocks. Can you make that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dreadlocks would probably just work out for him.
Yes, they would.
Of course,
most Muslims don't have dreadlocks.
No, they have something on their head, don't they?
Yes. Like 72 virgins on their head.
I bet Obama gets both a manicure and a pedicure every Saturday, though. What do you want to bet?
I bet you're right. He probably does get those pedicures pretty regular.
He gets all prettied up.
Oh, my gosh. I've pedicured
a few
men.
Now, do you do those, Jules? Do you do those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
you.
Not anymore.
Oh,
I
right.
used to, but I don't anymore.
Wait,
as a matter of fact, I know.
What?
But as a matter of fact, I was the first person in Springfield doing pedicures.
Really?
Yeah.
A trailblazer.
$5. Yeah. And then something happened in the market, put me out of business in that area.
Well, yeah, the Koreans came in and wiped you out.
Well, tell me.
It was when a yellow fever swept the nation.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Wiped out all the pedicure places and the dry cleaners.
Yeah. Well, now the motels, only that's a different I better shut up. I don't want to get too political here because I've never called and talked on your radio station before or your program before.
Well, this is all related to Obama, you know, his
I know.
Not really being an American and wandering in here and taking over.
That's right. He's opened the floodgates.
He has. And it's something that people, you know, aren't thinking. You know, all these birther bills going on in state legislatures. You know, they may be onto something here. You know, this could be a threat in the future. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of foreigners just wander into the country every day from Mexico.
Sad.
And one or two from Canada.
Yeah, and I...
And that's only because they lost their way.
That's what kind of I'm thinking. Yeah, they lost their way. Yeah. I know I have three little... cousins who are Mexicans. But I don't know about all them politics. I'm a woman with my woman's view, and that's I have a tender heart, but I also can be pretty hard-hearted. I wrote a letter to the editor of the Springfield paper once, and really irked a bunch of people. And so I kind of stepped back now. Because I was talking about that very subject, you know what I mean? And
was
I'm not.
Was it related to the Korean pedicure cartel?
No, it was related to Linda's death. My niece,
okay.
Linda.
Yeah, well, that's not funny. Let's get back onto the happy
No, no. funny. See, this political stuff I'm not cool with. So you guys take your next caller, but I did want to say that about Donald Trump. Please, somebody tell him to go to the hairdresser and do something to his hair.
Julie, just on your behalf, tomorrow I'm going to email him, and I'll tell him to come down to your salon.
Okay, that would be great. That would be great. Anyhow, you guys have a good time tonight, and I'll be listening.
Well, thank you very
thanks
much,
for calling.
Julie.
Maybe y'all can teach me a thing or two about politics.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that was awesome.
That was. And unexpected.
And we have another caller.
Oh, we do. Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting this.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, boy.
732. Oh, my God. 732.
Yeah, step
go
back,
ahead.
Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, boys.
Oh, I'll say that again, Diane.
Hello, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should become a monarchy.
You think so?
And I think that I should just be appointed queen of everything, who knows best, everyone else shut up.
Kind of like shut your mouth and know your role.
There you go. And I would go to all of my public functions dressed as a dominatrix.
Really?
If a reporter asked a question I didn't like, I would just whip them in the head.
Kind of like my first grade teacher.
What was her name, Jay?
Mrs. Langston.
I was going to say Sister Margaret. They were all dressed like dominatrix under those habits.
You know it.
Vicious. Vicious women.
Heartless.
So are the three of us going to have a three-way during the royal wedding?
Oh, I'm gonna call your ass at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Ooh, silence. Jay got very quiet.
Oh, I'm going to be awake. I'll be live tweeting and taking notes, preparing for Saturday's show.
You know I don't tweet. I'm just not a twat, Jay.
I don't know what to tell you.
You and that damn tweet.
If we were allowed more than 30 minutes, we could live broadcast here on BTR.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
So, what do you think about Trump's victory in this birth certificate thing there?
He's such a piece of garbage. Have you ever watched his mouth when he's talking? It's like he's gagging on a dick.
That's one way to put it.
Look at the shape of his mouth.
That's pretty descriptive.
He's such a vile, disgusting human being. I lived in an apartment complex owned by Trump management. Let me tell you.
And?
Like the kings of slumlords.
Really?
Oh, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Well, that's just not the image.
All kinds of code violations. They had, this was in Brooklyn, they had trash compactors. And, you know, there's all these codes about, like, the chutes and how it's supposed to be compacted and stuff like that. And they never did any of that stuff. And there was, like, a skeleton staff. And there was just all kinds of nonsense. There were just constant civil suits, and it was an absolute disaster. Just an god-awful place. And this was in an middle-to-upper-middle-income area, and the apartments weren't cheap. They were just awful, just really. But there's this wonderful argument going on the Letterman show about whether or not he really is running, or this is just, you know, a new stage of his sick need for endless publicity.
Oh, he's not running.
Yes, I say too. Huh?
No, this is just all about publicity for him and his show.
And what I really don't get about him is his sick need for attention. I just don't understand that.
Considering how much he's got and all the things he could be doing instead. Yeah,
well,
I don't get it either.
Actually, he's gotten back to the issues because he's gone to, he's now questioning Barack Obama's grades, which, you know, I think that's pretty important.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody really thinks that a black guy could be smart enough to get into these schools.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what he's, that's pretty much what he's saying.
That is what he's saying.
But that's pretty much what everyone's saying, you know, I mean, it's. You know, the country just went nuts. But, well, I'm trying so hard not to curse.
Hey, we have 1 minute left in the live stream, so we want to thank everybody
in
the chat room. And if you'd like to call in.
If you'd like to call in, it's 661-244-9852.
Tully said the Bill Maher-David Letterman interview is hilarious, and it is. I just watched it on the DVR before. He was on, I don't know, a couple nights ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him. Boy, talk about your self-important blowhards now.
Which one, Bill Maher?
Bill Maher. Yes.
Yeah, but he's funny.
He can be
I love new rules.
There's
that whole part of the
right
show.
I enjoy
that whole part of his show.
Yeah. And again, Matt and I don't understand these self-important blowhard people.
No, we don't.
Not at all.
We have no understanding of that kind of behavior and attitude.
Especially Matt. I mean, being the most interesting man in the world.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, Mike's on the switchboard.
Hey,
Mike.
Let me get Mike in here.
Mike.
Hey, Diane.
Oh, Mikey.
Mike, you made it in there. Hi. How
are
you, buddy?
Can you hear us, Mikey?
I can hear.
Praise Jesus.
Good old Blog Talk Radio. Now, I had the problem last week, guys. It took me, I usually go get up on the site and stuff a couple of minutes before the show because it always takes me at least 10 minutes to get sound.
Wow.
Just endless logging in and out and refreshing.
Oh, I thought you were talking sound of mind. I didn't know you were talking about getting sound.
Oh, no, I don't. I gave up on that a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Right.
No, that doesn't even, what would be the point? I mean, from what's going on in the world, it appears that crazy makes you successful.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how are you doing, Mike?
Hey. I'm here.
What'd you Google this week?
I'd have to go look. I don't remember.
I'm sure it's in your history and duly noted and filed correctly.
Sometimes I don't even remember if I posted or not. I
gotta
go look.
It's okay. The Department of Homeland Security knows. That's all that matters.
That's true.
So Mike, as a reasonable man, albeit a little wacky, what do you think about Donald Trump's assertions about President Obama?
I was trying to remember where I saw this, but it was a good point. In that it really doesn't matter what country Obama was born in since his mother was an American citizen.
Oh, you are nitpicking
now.
Automatically an American citizen.
He has to be born in the United States.
McCain was born in Panama.
Yeah, but the canal zone at that time with McCain was a U.S. territory, and that counts.
That's not the United States.
Yeah, but it has to be U.S. territory.
You're pregnant.
You're completely missing something here, Mike.
Huh?
You're completely missing something. I don't know if you've ever heard of renouncers, but they're a subset of the birthers. And they are the people who believe, and now don't ask them for evidence, but they believe that Obama's mother renounced her citizenship.
Ah, that's a new one.
Thought you were going to say that Obama's mother renounced him because she was so shocked that she had a black baby. Lordy, Lordy, I done had a black baby.
That ain't mine. That ain't mine.
Take that baby away. Get me my white husband. Lordy, Lordy.
Daddy, I swear that ain't mine.
Well, there's also a bizarro constitutional thing that Orly Tates puts forth. That both parents have to be United States citizens when the kid is born.
Right. And again, there's no real evidence to back that claim up, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and it's really good that all of this is out there because it's not as if the country has any real problems. So we
true.
Have plenty of time to discuss this.
We need to work on this.
Yeah. Plus,
I heard today that when Obama got to the UN, he asked them if they wanted ID. Someone swears to God they saw that on some news show. I mean, I didn't see it myself, but that would be awfully funny.
Did he say, I got my birth certificate right here?
Yeah, would you like to see my passport?
I'll tell you what, Obama went to a subway one time, and he handed in his fully punched card, and they asked him if he was really eligible for that free sub.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It still is wrong.
Right. I didn't think about that angle of it. A passport. If he's got a passport, he had to have shown his birth certificate to get one.
Well, that's what somebody said, like 3 years ago.
But he's a clever, clever man. But he's a clever man.
How can he be? So this is the other
thing
that
I love. He got himself into Columbia and Harvard, right?
He's so clever as to be able to forge being a citizen and fake his entire life. yet he's also stupid and couldn't have gotten into the schools that he attended.
That's his genius, Diane.
I know. It's
you
what
know
is that thing
new?
Homer used to say? It's a paradox.
You know that new birth certificate?
There you go. I love that.
Oh, that new birth certificate that's out there now that everybody's seen? Took me 2 nights to make that.
Good job, Mike.
You know, there's also another group out there called the Duelers. These are the people who claim that because Obama's father was technically a British citizen, that makes Obama a British citizen, which means he has dual citizenship, which means he's ineligible to be president.
But he could become queen.
But he could become queen.
And that's why they didn't invite him to the royal wedding, because they were afraid he would take over.
He could have married Prince Charles because he's much prettier than Camille.
Oh, yes. That's for damn sure. Well, Jay, you're going to have to put all these theory things together on one list so I can see them all, if you know of any more.
Okay, I'll see if I can make it. I'll see if I can make a few others. I mean, I'll look for them.
Throw
yeah,
some
but Mike,
in there.
Mike, if he made a list, he'd have to have a blog to post the list on.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
For people who enjoyed reading him
yeah.
to make a
yeah.
comment.
Never mind.
What would I do? Just email it to you?
I'll have to post it for you, I guess.
Then, of course, I could just sort through the millions of tweets to try
yeah.
and find him. I just had a sandwich. My foot hurts. I just opened a door. I'm changing my hair.
Now, that's not fair.
And you know what? I see very few tweets like that. Most of the tweets I see are, me, pay attention to me. Somebody pay attention to me. Hello, me.
Now, CJ, that is just awful.
I'm the most interesting person in the world.
I am the most interesting man in the world.
Well, we know that because you posted it, and if it's on the Internet, it must be true.
There you go.
Exactly. Too bad
it's
not the
George Costanza effect.
Too bad you're not the most interesting man in the United States since you're in your own country right now.
Well, that's kind of falling through. I never got my help that I wanted from the Chinese, those fucking slant-eyed bastards.
God.
Don't,
you know,
well, you can't trust them. You can't trust them.
I know. They can take on the debt of the United States, but they can't take on mine. Come on, give me a break. That was hurtful. I miss Chiang Kai-shek.
Oh, that was a man of his word right there.
Damn right. Those were the good old days.
Hey, Matt.
It's too bad that after the revolution, he had to come to the States and get a job performing as Hop Sing on Bonanza.
It hurt when they stapled that ponytail to the back of his head.
I know. He didn't say ow, he said mow. Hello. What were you going to say, Jay?
I don't even remember.
Of course.
No, you trying to get back on topic here. You got a voicemail
God
today.
God bless Jay. He's such a professional.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we didn't play the voicemail.
Yeah, Matt got a voicemail today after we announced the show.
Yeah, man, these Newports are as bad as those Capris that Julie smokes. But anyway, I got a hateful voicemail today on my phone, and it went exactly like this.
I want to know, I have a birth certificate here from the United States of America saying I am an American citizen.
was amazing is that she was calling from a gymnasium. I thought that was pretty neat.
I was just going to say something about that.
She assembled all those people just to call us, Jay.
I know, that's amazing. I thought at first maybe she recorded her voicemail message on WavePad and, you know, kind of laid the reverb to it a bit. But
no, that was straight off there.
Oh, you could tell it was live.
Thank you. See? Thank you, Diane.
I felt like I was there.
I did too. Oh, my God, you should have heard it coming through the phone.
I just yeah. blasted away.
I did.
Oh.
Well, you know,
way,
I went
Mike,
out.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell Mike, by the way, Mike, that was recorded at 1,088 hertz. So you might want to make a note of that. I know how you're into detail.
Hey, could you add that to a list?
It sounded more like 10,088.
It was obviously in stereo.
Everyone in between, too. Oh, that hurts when it really picks on me like that. ten 1,088 times. Okay.
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 Well, I went out today to observe birthers in their native habitat.
Ooh.
Where was that?
I went to Walmart. I went to Walmart.
And what did you observe?
Well, I tell you what, I quickly gathered a bunch of Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly books and put them all in one place, you know, a little birther bait. Other than a lack of commitment to personal hygiene, you can't really tell who's a birther and who isn't.
Isn't there kind of a glaze in their eyes?
Well, other than the ones that are, you know, zipping around on their little hover round and rascals,
yeah,
which
well,
they
yeah.
got at little or no cost. Thanks to the taxpayers and Medicare.
Exactly.
But if you want to go on a birther safari, I don't think it takes too much to pick a few off. I'm not saying you should. I'm saying they move kind of slow and they wouldn't be difficult.
That might be fun.
I wish we had started this conversation earlier.
The show would have taken a different direction.
Yes. But none of the directions are good, so it's really a moot point.
And we barely have a minute left.
The show is organic. It's a living being.
Yes, it is.
It has a bloodline all its own, Natty.
BTR is going to cut us off in less than a minute here. So.
Okay.
Hey,
good
Diane,
night.
I am calling you tomorrow. So
I'm going to
be
here, baby. Don't threaten me. You don't scare me. I invited you to.
I know.
My phone will be pressed right up against my left titty.
Oh, my God. That's worth it in itself.
I will be deep into the nuptials.
That sounded dirty.
Everything sounds dirty.
Of course it does.